Welcome to Crooked Stories Theater, where each week we bring you strange and quirky tales, stories with a small twist, an odd setting, a unique character. It could be a drama, a light horror, a sitcom, really any kind of story, as long as it's just a bit crooked. Hello, I'm Paul Knauer with Crooked Stories Theater. Today we bring you a standalone project, a quiet narrated short story, a bit of a mystery with just a touch of sci-fi. Narration by Matt Candelario, starring Ralph Duke as Edward, Jarrett Griffiths as Amos, Phoebe Reiviker as the security bot, and Larry Womack as Canadian security bot. Introducing our newest crooked story, Papers.
Edward stared at the paperclip. Proud of his choice. Disappointed only that nobody else would understand its significance. It was unnecessary, of course. It all was, really. But Edward liked the symbolism. The paperclip was a workhorse. Not flashy, always got the job done. What he liked most, a paperclip turned chaos into tidy, contained packages. It created order where there was none. And it kept it there. Only a staple would have been better, were it right for this job. Edward leaned back in his chair. He wanted to soak in his surroundings, his beloved den. There was no chance anything could go wrong. How could it? Still, if somehow this was the last time he would be here, he wanted to remember. The den was as warm as he was cold. Wood accents mixed with fabrics in browns and reds, all for the same purpose. Humanize him. Build trust. Help him close the deal. Edward was all about the deal. He was good at it, and he had the photos to prove it. Walls were lined with them. Edward with one dignitary or another. The king of this, the president of that, emirs, prime ministers, leaders supreme and otherwise, representing 40 years of handshakes and fake smiles. Today, though, wasn't about deal-making for Edward, at least not the sort he was trained to make. Today was personal. Things would be set right, made orderly. He wasn't nervous. He was never nervous. He did feel different, though. Of all the deals he had closed, he had never closed one in this manner. Edward rubbed his hands on the arm of the chair. He liked to feel the Italian leather. Somehow it gave him comfort and strength. He didn't care how. He just knew that the closer he got to retirement, the more he needed the boost.
Enough of that.
With a quick glance at the clock, Edward slipped on a pair of glasses.
Show traffic between here and Anthony Landing.
The glasses flickered with the information.
Oh, guess I'll walk it.
Edward gathered the papers in front of him, pushing them into a neat pile. Paper wasn't his idea, but he respected it. The rarity of it. The luxury of it. The official nature of the moment. Paper was the right choice. He didn't have to like what the words said to appreciate the method of delivery. With a deep breath, he reached into the top desk drawer, retrieved a pair of leather gloves, and pulled them over his aging hands. He gave the stack of papers one last tap on the desk, checked their alignment, secured them with his trusty paperclip, and slid them into a thick black pouch. Edward slipped off the gloves and stuffed them into his coat pocket. It was time. Edward stepped from the townhouse and onto the sidewalk. He looked around, waited. He both loved and hated this part. It was usually a matter of seconds, and today was no different, as the security bot quickly turned onto his block and raced to a stop in front of him. He calmly held his arms out, pouch in hand, as the bot scanned his body, starting at his head, sweeping to his toes.
Temp normal. Weapons none. Status clear. Travel allowed.
Edward pulled the pouch back as the bot moved to scan it. He quickly retrieved his ID. With a brief scan and a loud beep, Edward was
authorized.
He walked on. It was his political party that wanted the bots. Law and order, they argued. but it was the opposition party that used them to scan for guns. Now there was definitively more law, arguably more order, and decidedly fewer guns. Still, no one was satisfied. Edward had long ago decided it was a fair outcome. There was much to admire about the bots, as there was with any well-run system. Still, he couldn't bring himself to trust them fully. Humans, he knew. Humans he could read. Bots? One wrong word in a line of code? Anyway, sometimes you just had to have faith in the system. Edward thought a lot about what the city used to be as he walked. Today was going to be a day of memories, he knew that. But he didn't expect the reminiscing to start so early. He had moved to Rochester 20 years ago, just after all the chaos had splintered New York City. The sudden influx of population had been hard on the city, especially in the southern and western sections. But this particular part of Rochester had managed to thrive. Though the United Nations headquarters had technically moved to London, many had resisted the move, with Rochester now serving as a sort of shadow service. To Edward's view, that had been a positive development, with many issues being decided here before being presented to the larger group. There was a certain chaos to it, yes, but beneath the chaos was order, and Edward was a central figure in maintaining that order. He walked past a coffee shop, home to many bits of business. When his den failed him, it was often a cup of coffee or hot tea that lubricated the deal. Edward had even brought a date here once, though no amount of beverage would have helped that particular attempt at connecting. It was no surprise to Edward. The surprise had been that he'd even tried in the first place. He was good at many things. Love was not one of them. More memories flooded Edward's mind as he continued his trek. It was an irritating development. All of these thoughts were irrelevant to the task of the day. What was the point of ruminating on anything Rochester? He would allow himself only certain thoughts, he decided. Youth, family, his brother. Anything else was noise. An old-school android, stiff in movement, stood at the end of the dock, the gatekeeper for the nearby ferry. Edward approached, glad he had walked. He was feeling closer to himself now. He was focused, determined, prepared.
37 credits, please.
Edward tapped his glasses.
Transfer 37 credits. Execute.
The glasses flickered and the android stepped aside. Two steps further, Edward paused again for a scan. The security bot that hovered before him was even more dated than the android. The paint on its metal skin cracked and fading.
Temp, normal. Weapons, none. Status, clear. Travel, allowed.
This time, Edward was ready with his ID.
Passport, active.
The bot moved to scan his carrying pouch. Edward again pulled it back, irritated.
You just scanned my ID. You know who I am. I am authorized.
All packages must be scanned.
Frustrated, Edward looked around. It was always the old bots. Seeing another security bot, he waved it over.
How may I assist you?
Edward pointed to the envelope.
This is a diplomatic pouch, subject to no scanner search. You will authorize me for travel on this ferry.
He thrust his ID forward, his irritation growing.
Scan, please. Now.
The bot scanned his ID, beeped.
Authorized.
I suggest you get this bot updated, or pull it from duty.
Yes, sir. Have a nice trip.
Systems. Even the best ones work, until they don't. Edward didn't like the thought, but what else can you do except reboot and move on? Edward leaned against a rail, gazed out at the water. A steady stream of air taxis buzzed overhead as the ferry slowly churned along. Unlike the bots, Edward was consistently impressed by the air taxis. always on time, an air of luxury, with just a slight tinge of adventure. They were his preferred method of travel. That had been the ferry when he was a child. Not this ferry, of course, but the one outside of Paducah. No adult would call that ferry luxurious, but to a child from Kentucky, it was the Queen Mary. He rarely thought about his childhood, but today was a good day for that, and they were among the thoughts he had allowed for this journey. If he were going to indulge, those trips on the ferry were among the few memories worth recalling. Unfortunately, thoughts about the ferry weren't the dominant memories at the moment. His mind raced with questions. What if he had been more like his brother? Amos had inherited his father's kinder side. He was gentler, softer, more at ease than Edward. He had all the traits their father put forward publicly. Edward had inherited the calculating side, all the traits from which his father hid. Perhaps he was too much a mirror. What if he would have worked to hide those traits himself? Would his father have admired his effort? Edward laughed to himself, aloud or not. It was folly to ponder the what-ifs. There was yesterday, there might be tomorrow, there is today. He looked back, mentally measuring the distance behind them.
Activate maps. Show location.
A light blinked on his glasses.
You don't know where you are?
The gentleman approached.
The world changes quickly.
The man took his place on the rail next to Edward.
That it does.
He was plainly dressed, simple by Edward's standards. The two men stared at the water in an awkward silence, as strangers do.
It's Lake Ontario, just in case you want to know.
Yes, I know.
The silence grew between the men, screaming in growing intensity. Finally, the man turned to Edward.
30 years. Not even a hug?
Unmoved, Edward stared at the water.
What did you expect, Amos?
You always were one cold son of a bitch.
A security bot approached, scanned the men. Amos shifted, uneasy with the intrusion.
We're fine. Relax. We're good.
The bot quickly moved on.
What is this? They're scanning for language now?
Aggression.
I don't feel aggression towards you, Edward.
No. What do you feel then?
Ambivalence, mostly. Some sadness, maybe. Missed chances. That sort of thing.
Amos paused, pondered. His thoughts coalesced.
I could have used a big brother.
Edward bristled at the thought.
That's just it, isn't it?
Amos's face wrinkled with confusion.
Oh, forget it. For the record, I never blamed you. Children are children, parents are parents. It wouldn't be right to hold one accountable for the actions of the other.
Edward adjusted his glasses, looking past the bow of the boat. He could see what he was waiting for, the virtual marker, his signal. Behind him, multiple security bots gathered along the wall of the ferry's navigational island. One by one, the bots plugged themselves in and powered down. Down the line, a series of freshly charged bots powered up. A different make and model, they were newer, shinier, more robust in every way. Each was marked with a symbol on its metallic right shoulder, a red maple leaf. Edward watched as a virtual line drawn across the water drifted past.
Welcome to Canada. First time?
Amos nodded. Truth be told, this was the first time he'd ever been outside of Kentucky, save for the quick jaunts to St. Louis for business, though he wasn't about to let Edward have that particular piece of satisfaction.
Toronto's a wonderful city. There's this little bakery on Trudeau Street. Great croissant.
That's why we're meeting here? So you can get a croissant?
Amos was here to get the unpleasantries over with. His brother? He knew he wasn't here for baked goods. Beyond that, whoever knew what Edward was thinking. Edward looked around. He didn't care to make a scene, but he wanted to be respectful. It wasn't his brother's fault. He too was caught in the chaos, even if he couldn't see it.
They were relatively alone, so Edward slipped on his gloves, opened the pouch, and pulled out the papers.
Paper? God. Dad was stuck in the past.
Edward silently chafed at the comment. Of course Amos didn't understand, couldn't see the message. Edward was a master at sending and receiving specific messages in unique ways. It was his job. For the first time, Edward thought, maybe he learned the skill from his father. For Edward knew, the paper was meant as a thumb in Edward's eye. His father was saying loud and clear, I understand the formalities. I know how things should be done. For you, I simply chose not to care.
You sure got there quick. To his lawyer.
I didn't have to go anywhere. The will was on my doorstep. Next day.
Another thumb in the eye, Edward thought. His father knew exactly where he lived. Edward slipped off the paperclip and handed the papers to Amos.
He left you everything.
Amos locked eyes with Edward. He wanted his brother to get this message. It was all he really wanted out of this day.
Well, turns out being an unrepentant asshole actually has consequences. You know, he suffered a lot. At the end?
Okay.
Okay. Okay. That's all you gotta say is okay. I'm saying you weren't there.
I know.
Frustrated, Amos flipped to the last page and continued reading. He didn't notice as Edward fumbled with the paperclip.
I didn't ask for this.
It was true, but he did deserve it. He knew that. Even if the family business was worth just a few hundred thousand credits. Edward pushed away from the rail.
Guess that finishes things between us.
Just like that, you'd... Hello, goodbye, and... What? You're done?
Amos hadn't expected anything more. Still, he was realizing there was a part of him that had hoped. Edward extended his arms.
Fine. We'll hug.
He wrapped Amos in an embrace. Behind Amos's back, Edward raised his hand and, with the paperclip bent in just such a way, pricked his brother's neck.
Ah.
Amos pushed away, felt his neck. What was that? A bee sting? A fingernail? No, it was more like a jab. A needle, maybe. He staggered. What had Edward done to him? Amos's world began to swirl. Edward reached for him, steadied him, helped him to his knees. It was loving, gentle, confusing. Amos's vision blurred. His heart pounded. He coughed. Fought to get the words out.
You said you didn't blame me. You said you didn't blame me.
This isn't blame, Amos. It's putting things to their rightful state.
You don't even want it.
With that, Amos dropped to the deck, dead. The paper scattered in the wind as a swarm of security bots raced to scan Amos's body.
Status. Deceased.
Several bots surrounded the scene. They furiously scanned Edward, the body, the immediate surroundings. A beehive of detective work in an instant. One of the bots beeped as it scanned the paperclip in Edward's hand.
Weapon found. Substance poison. Processing ricin.
Another bot quickly cuffed Edward.
Transmitting evidence.
Edward waited calmly. He thought about the croissant.
Evidence examined. Verdict incoming.
So flaky, buttery. He looked forward to it.
Guilty. Identify.
Edward nodded to his pocket.
My ID.
A bot retrieved the ID.
Edward Coe. Diplomat. United States. Stand by for processing. Immunity confirmed.
Edward smiled as the bots removed the cuffs. He could always count on the Canadians for their polite efficiency. Here was a country that knew how to run a system. He glanced at the gathered crowd as the bots dispersed, returning to their duties.
Oh, beautiful day for a croissant, yes?
He turned, tossed the gloves into the water, and leaned against the rail, emotionless, watching the shore approach. With things set right, he had decisions to make. A shame, Edward thought. He would have liked handing the family business down to his younger brother.
Papers from Crooked Stories Theater. Thank you for listening to Crooked Stories Theater. Tune in each week for new episodes or even completely new projects. If you enjoy our stories, please help us spread the word and follow us on your favorite platform. And if you're listening on a platform that allows reviews or ratings, well, we'd sure appreciate the boost of a good review. Finally, we invite you to visit crookedstories.com for more information on who we are, our actors, our stories, and upcoming projects. You might even bump into a bit of bonus content, such as downloadable scripts. Again, thank you for listening. We hope to see you again soon.